There's a great saying by a great Indian tantric Buddhist master named Naropa, a great song which begins with the explosive line, "Samsara," that's the wheel of life, the wheel of birth and death. "Samsara is the tendency to find fault with others. Samsara is the tendency to find fault with others." If you're finding fault with others, you're in the wheel of life. Forget all about, you know, all your fancy ideas about Buddhism. You are embedded in the wheel of birth and death. And the Buddhist tradition generally says that it doesn't actually matter how badly you've been treated, how unjustly you've been treated. Yeah, you may have been, you know, innocently going on in your life, actually doing good stuff, good work. Maybe you're even a bit of a bodhisattva, somebody living the life for others, you know, a really good person. And then somebody comes along and abuses you, robs you, beats you, treats you very badly, cheats you. It happens. But the Buddha and the Buddhist tradition is absolutely clear there is never, ever any good in holding resentment in relation to that person. And never, ever any good in retaliation. And the Buddha sometimes presents very extreme situations to his disciples. The famous one where he's saying to his monks, and maybe this is the sort of thing that could happen in ancient India, you know, I'm sure it's not just a made up story, but supposing you're going along and, you know, these are kind of lawless times, you know, no police force or anything like that. You're going along and you're wandering on your travels, and supposing you're captured by dacoits, you still have dacoits in India, robbers, basically, a brigand's band. And, you know, these people can be very, very savage and severe, and, you know, sometimes they're into kind of human sacrifice and all that kind of thing. And supposing, you know, they start to saw you up, you know, just very slowly, limb by limb. He said, well, if you have any moment of ill will towards them, you are not my disciple. You are not my disciple. Or the other case, which is really interesting, is the story of a monk walking along, and he's travelling with other people. And he realises that the people in front of him, walking in front of him, are talking about his teacher, the Buddha. And they're criticising the Buddha. And he starts to get more and more angry, more and more worked up, more and more, you know, these people need to be taught a lesson. You know, he's really burning with it. And he goes to the Buddha and explains, what had gone on and, you know, what should be done about it. And the Buddha says, what have I said about anger? What have I said about hatred? He said, well, you say it's unskillful, it's not something we should dwell on. He said, well, it's exactly the same in relation to me, in relation to you, in relation to anybody. So there's absolutely no justification for resentment, returning ill will with ill will, no justification for retaliation in Buddhist tradition. There could never be a holy war in the name of the Buddha, or if there was, it would be such a perversion of such a distortion of what the Buddha taught.